The next keynote, Tzion Haloisi Shali, Kino Lamidvov, is a keynote that's written from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi with great yearning, how he describes how much he would rather do anything just to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And he describes how he would want Epoel Va'api Ali Arzech, I would want to fall on my face on your ground, the Eretzav Onayich Lema'oid, I would cherish your stones very much, Va'achoinein Es Afarayich, and I would love your dust. And they say that Seif Yomov, Rav Yehuda Halevi, finally decided that he's going to fulfill his great desire of going to Eretz Yisrael. He traveled to Eretz Yisrael, and when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he bent down to kiss the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and an Arab horseman came and trampled him and killed him. That was the last thing that he really did. And over here we start out for Kino, Tzion, Haloisi Shali, L'Shloimas Yirayich. Tzion, won't you ask about the welfare of the ones who are imprisoned? And it seems like we're talking to Tzion. This tells us that Tzion is a real entity. Tzion is not a place that we go to, but Tzion is a ruchniyistic entity, and we could talk to Tzion. Tzion, haloisi shali l'shloimas yirayach, won't you ask? When we talk about rachem al Tzion, ki hi beis chayenu, we ask the Eibishter, he should have rachmonis on Tzion. Tzion is something to have rachmonis on. And in the middle of the kina we say, Chai, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi describes Eretz Yisrael. Chayei neshomois avir arzeich. Eretz Yisrael is an ear of neshomois. It's an ear, a ruchniyistika land. It's a land that you feel ruchniyis. Someone who's in Eretz Yisrael, especially at the times of the Beis Hamikdash, it's a chayei neshomois. Chazal tell us, Aviro de Aro Machkim. The land of Eretz Yisrael causes one to get smart. Why does it cause one to get smart? The reason is because the more a person is connected to Gashmias, the less he's fine-tuned to Ruchnias, the less he's a clay kibul for Ruchnias. Eretz Yisrael, that it's Havir Neshomis, Chaye Neshomis Havir Arzech. It has a certain Ruchniyistik quality. A person in Eretz Yisrael feels a Ruchniyistik pull. And that's what makes it Havir Da'ara Machim. He's more a Klei Kibul for Torah, for Chochma, for Ruchniyis. It's Kedai to mention that the Sipurnoi at the end of Parshas Noach says that the reason why Avira de Aramachim was because Eretz Yisrael was the only land that was not affected by the Mabul. And that Avira of Eretz Yisrael was really the Avir of the way it was before the Mabul. And that's what we say over here. Chaye Neshomais Avir Arzech. The way it's beautifully, the way he describes it. Eich Mo'or Yoin. How could the light of the day be sweet to my eyes? Boid erab if yorvim. I see in the mouths of birds, pigrei b'sarayich, the dead bodies of Klal Yisrael. Kois hayigoyim laat harpi maat. The cup of misery. Slow down a little bit. Ki kvar molu kasolai v'nafshi mimrei rayich. I'm too full of bitterness. And then at the end of the kina, he ends off, Ashrei mechake v'yagia v'yira alois oirech. Fortunate is the one who waits. He's already fortunate now because he's already connected. If he's waiting and he's yearning for Eretz Yisrael, for the Beis Hamikdash, v'yiboku olav shcharayich, lirois b'tevas b'chirayich, la'alois b'simchosech. Such a person is going to see the simcha of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, b'shuvech elekad musnorayech, when you come back to your former state. See you.